You're going to laugh, you're going to gasp, you're going to chant holy expletives, says one of the organizers of an intimate, but explosive wrestling show coming to Rhythm and Brews this Friday. Jeff Black says the Bishop Street Brew Pub is ready to give pro wrestling fans a taste of what they've been craving when Kitchener based off the ropes studio parades its heavy-hitting cast of characters into the ring for a night of mat-slamming action. Black and Off the Ropes owner Vanessa Douglas are ready to tap into some Cambridge energy for a night of fun from the first and only female-owned wrestling school in Canada. Tickets for the W is for wrestling show at Rhythm and Brews are $20 and doors open at 7 p.m. followed by the bell at 8 p.m. You're going to see guys and girls at the start of their careers just giving 100%, says Douglas, a pro wrestler who's been immersed in the sport since she was 12. Going to these shows is fun even if you're not a wrestling fan. For the Hamilton native, teaching others the sport is the culmination of a childhood dream that came together when she began training at Living Legends Wrestling Academy in her hometown at 15. 2 years ago, having just turned 30, she opened Off the Ropes on Lancaster Street in Kitchener, establishing the first female-led school offering co-ed and women's only classes, as well as training geared to kids 5 and older. Fans of U.S. and Canadian pro wrestling circuits will recognize some of the characters on Friday's card, including Douglas's own creation, blood-drenched Queen of Horror, Sabrina Kyle, aka Blood Countess. Douglas says her WWF pro wrestling idol, vampire wrestler Gangrel, aka David William Heath, who she's had the opportunity to meet a few times, may have played a role in bringing the Blood Countess to life. Black, who started his training at the Hart Brothers School of Wrestling in Cambridge, enters the ring as one of two characters, Roughhouse Black and Hardcore Hick. He'll take on Bruce Thunderstein this Friday on a card that features Warhead and Johnny Williams, Sammy Sierra and CJ Graham, and female wrestlers Revna and Ryder Furlong. So, how did the idea of bringing Off the Ropes to Cambridge come about? Before packing them in at Kitchener's Elements nightclub for July's punk rock flea market, Black happened to be looking for venues when he approached Rhythm and Brews with the idea to host a wrestling match. He knew he'd found a place that fit the bill when he saw the Rainbow Pride symbol on the front door. Off the Ropes features the rainbow in its own logo, symbolizing the safe, supportive and inclusive environment the wrestling school fosters inside the ring and out. It's the most important consideration for their shows, Black says. And the Brew Pub's owners, who regularly host drag shows and live music, were immediately receptive to the idea of pairing beer with body slams. Just a few days out from Friday's show, Douglas says she's excited to fill the venue and says Cambridge wrestling fans can expect to see Off the Ropes return if early interest in the event is any indication of the concept's popularity. Friday's show will be standing room only for anyone who still wants to come. Seats around the ring sold out a week ago, and although the space may be small, Black says he expects the energy to be high with room for about 120 people.